Let us say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 176. 176.
God will always give us the victory, victory. He will always give us the victory. Watching over us today, He is there to guide our way. God will always give us the victory. Life is very dark and fearful, the Savior of His name. God will always give us the victory. The world is there, then we always say, just then, God, please give us the victory. God will always give us the victory, victory. He will always give us the victory. Watching over us today, He is there to fight our way. God will always give us the victory. God will always give us the victory, victory. He will always give us the victory. Watching over us today, He is there to guide our way. God will always give us the victory.
In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. We will continue to discuss the Song of Ascent, Psalms 120 to 134. This group of Psalms is known as the Song of Ascent. These songs are sung by pilgrims as they journey to Jerusalem to keep the annual feast, the Passover, Pentecost, Tabernacle. It was also used in temple worship. Let's continue to discuss. We will discuss two psalms, Psalm 129 and 131. Now, let us see Psalms 129. Let us read through this psalm. Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up. Let Israel now say, many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plow upon my back. They lengthen their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He has cut in two the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turn backward. Let them be like grass upon the housetops, which withers before it grows up, which the reaper does not feel his hand, or the binder of sheaf his bosom, nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. So, this is Psalms 129. This psalm, it is Israel's prayer for the continued withering of all her powerful enemies. So, it is Israel's prayer for the continued withering of all her powerful enemies. Let's see verses 1 to 4. verses 1 to 4. The wicked oppressors have not prevailed. Here, verses 1 to 4 tell us the wicked oppressors have not prevailed. Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up. Let Israel now say, many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plow upon my back, they lengthen their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he has cut in two the cords of the wicked. So here we can see, the wicked oppressors have not prevailed. From the youth, many times they have persecuted me from my youth up. That is, from the time of Israel was enslaved in Egypt, she had suffered much at the hands of hostile powers. We are able to see, from the time Israel was enslaved in Egypt, she had suffered much at the hands of hostile powers. But then, we can see the enemy, they have not prevailed. Verse 2. Even though many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, yet they have not prevailed against me. That is to say, they have not succeeded in their effort to destroy Israel totally or to hold her permanently in bondage. All this is because of the faithfulness, righteousness of the Lord. We can see how they enslaved, how they terribly treated the people. The plowers plow upon my back, they lengthen their furrows. But then, because the Lord is righteous, he is a faithful God, he is a God who keeps covenant. So this is the meaning of the Lord. The Lord Yahweh, it is a memorial name to Israel. Whenever this name, the Lord, appear, Yahweh, it will remind Israel, God is a God who initiate the covenant, but he is also a God who is faithful, who will keep the covenant. So he is a covenant-keeping God. So Israel, even though they are being oppressed, but the enemy have never prevailed. They have not succeeded to destroy Israel totally or to hold her permanently in bondage. Even though they suffer greatly, the plowers plow upon my back, they lengthen their furrows. But the Lord is righteous. So this God, he is righteous, he is faithful to the covenant, he kept the covenant. So the Lord has cut in two the cords of the wicked. These are the cords that bound Israel to be subject to the enemy, to be in bondage. So these are the cords that bound Israel to be subject of the enemies. But then the Lord has cut into the cords of the wicked. So verses 1 to 4, the wicked oppressors have not prevailed. Let's see verses 5 to 8. Verses 5 to 8. May all who hate Zion wither. May all who hate Zion never prevail. So verses 5 to 8. May all who hate Zion never prevail. May all who hate Zion wither. Verse 5. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turn back. Let them be put to shame and turn back, be defeated, never prevailing. Let them be like grass upon the housetop, which wither before it grows up, which the reaper does not feel his hand, or the binder of sheaf his bosom. Nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you, we bless you in the name of the Lord. So here, it pictured to us, like the grass that sprout on the flat sun-baked housetop, where there is not sufficient soil, it will wither. So let them be like the grass upon the housetop which wither before it grows up. So the grass that sprout on the flat sun-baked housetop, they will wither. Where there is also no plowing can prepare a nurturing of the soil to sustain the young shoot. So there is no harvest. So verse 7 says, which the reaper does not feel his hand, or the binder of sheaf his bosom. So we are able to see where there will be no plowing, there will be no nurturing of the soil, there will be no growing of the young shoots. So it will wither, there will be no harvest. And then those passing by, nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Whoever may pass by the harvesters in the field will exchange no joyful greetings, because the hand of the harvester will be empty. So there will be no exchange of joyful greeting. So here picture to us how the enemy will not prevail. There will be no success, no victory for the suppressors, the enemies. So here, this Psalms 129, it is Israel's prayer for continual withering of all her powerful enemies. May the enemies be defeated. Now let's see Psalms 131. Psalms 131. Let us read through. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters, or in things too difficult for me. Surely I've composed and quietened my soul, like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me, O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forever. So this is Psalms 131, the superscription, a song of ascent of David. So originally, it was composed by David. It was composed, the composition according to its purpose. But then how the collectors, the post-exilic collectors, they gather, collect this psalm and place it under this group of psalm known as the Song of Ascent. So Psalms 131, we can see this psalm, it is a confession of humble trust in the Lord and hope in the Lord, whereby we are able to see the confidence in God, how they will calm and quieten their soul. So here, this Psalms 131, we are able to see it is a confession of humble trust in the Lord, also to hope in the Lord. The confidence is in God, and how we can see the calm and quiet soul. Verse 1, O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or things too difficult for me. Surely I've composed and quietened my soul, like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is weaned child within me. So here we can see, I've composed and quietened my soul. So we can see the calm and quiet soul, whereby the confidence is in God. How his heart is not proud nor arrogant. He did not involve himself in great matters or things that is too deep, too difficult, transcend man's ability, capability. So he quietened and calmed his soul. His confidence and trust and hope is in the Lord. And then how we are able to see, like a weaned child rests against his mother, my soul like a weaned child within me. Here we are able to see the weaned child, that is to say, the child already weaned, no longer dependent upon the mother's milk. We can see the child grow. So already weaned, like a weaned child, but yet rest against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. So even though already weaned and grow, but we can see the child of 4 or 5 years old who walks trustingly beside his mother. Continue, to even though already wind growing but continue to rely to trust in the mother. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever, just as the author he has done. So Israel also ought to do for all time. That's to say, to hope in the Lord, to trust in the Lord, to rely in the Lord. The Lord is the confidence. God is your confidence. So to have a calm and quiet soul within. So this is Psalms 131. It is a confession of humble trust and hope in the Lord. The confidence is in God to have that calm and quiet soul. So, here, this song of ascent. We have already mentioned there seems to be a scheme or thematic control of the arrangement of the psalm. We can see it is the song of ascent, whereby it is also known as the song of the stairs. So Psalms 120 to Psalms 126, we are able to see the seven steps. And then from Psalms 127 onwards to Psalms 134, how we are able to see from the outer court to go to the inner court to climb these eight stairs. So we can see the further shouldering to bear, to build up, to establish. So earlier, we have mentioned what to do, Psalms 127. So to focus, must focus upon to build the home, the house, the family, with God's presence and help. To build, to establish the family, to guard the family, to bring up the child in the Lord. And then Psalms 128, how to establish a godly home, a God-fearing family, to pass on the faith. If the family is strong, the nation will be strong, the church will be strong. So, to focus, to establish a godly home, a God-fearing family, to pass on the faith. So, this is something must strive, must do, must construct, to establish, to revive, to build. And then, Psalms 129. Psalms 129. So, here, we can see, recalling the past, the enemies, and then for the present, the future. So it is a prayer that God will continue to defeat the enemy. It is Israel's prayer for continued withering of all her powerful enemies. So it tells us how recalling the past, but now very important, the focus, the present, the future, how to defeat all the enemies. So this need, the work of spiritual nurture, it is a spiritual warfare. So need spiritual nurture, spiritual cultivation to defeat the enemies. So there's this resolution, determination to defeat the enemies. Therefore, in spiritual nurture, cultivation must put in more effort to continue with God's help to defeat all the enemies. And then Psalms 130. This is a penitent psalm. A penitent psalm. So here we are able to see to set things right, to self-examine, ask for forgiveness, wait for forgiveness. Now and always to do. From now, present to the future. So here, Psalms 130, we are able to see this. To ask for forgiveness, to wait for forgiveness. So therefore, to revive, to rebuild, to reconstruct, must set things right, have a penitential heart, always self-examine, to ask for forgiveness, to wait for forgiveness. Always do this. And then, Psalms 131, how at this stage we are able to see, must grow, just like a child wind must grow. Therefore, must grow, but then to trust and hope in God, the confidence is in God. We must grow, but then understanding in this process of growth, our confidence is in God, to trust, to hope in God. So, to have, to compose. Surely I have composed and quietened my soul. So, to have the calm and quiet soul. The confidence is in God. So, this is what we must do from now and the future, to grow. But then, understanding, even though to grow, our trust, our hope, our confidence is in God. We give thanks to the Lord. We continue another time. We will pray. May the Lord bless each and every one. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
How to get the
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord. our family altar ends here tonight. Peace be to all. Amen.